This is Crime Stories with me, Daniel Whiteside, as your host. Today we'll be talking about the Jack the Ripper Whitechapel murders. The victim that we will be discussing is Mary Kelly, or the unfortunate Mary Kelly, who stumbled upon Jack the Ripper, and it didn't end too well for her. The body of Mary Kelly was discovered by Thomas Boyer, assistant to John, aka Jack McCarthy, who was sent to collect rent from her. Upon arriving, he discovered broken glass near the door to Miss Kelly's apartment, with what he could see as two lumps of flesh. The whole of the surface and abdomen and thighs was removed, and the abdominal cavity emptied of its viscera. The arms mutilated by several jagged wounds around the face, and the face hacked beyond recognition of the features. Tissues of the neck were severed all around to the bone. And that was an extract from Dr. Bond's report. Some of the evidence in it includes the broken glass panes near to Mary Kelly's apartment. Evidence number two, Mary Elizabeth Prater of number 20 Miller's Court, who lived directly above number 13, which was the residence of Mary Kelly. She reported on October 30th, somewhere between 5 and 6, the couple, Miss Kelly and George Hutchinson, had a fight. Neighbors heard Mary singing "A Violet from Mother's Grave" at around 12:30 a.m., which suggests she was still alive at that time. Some other things: neighbor Mary Ann Cox waited at the entrance of Miller's Court, waited for a man, but he never showed, and Mary Ann couldn't hear any singing when she went to bed around 1:30 a.m. So this suggests that the killer, Jack the Ripper, attacked her or killed her between 12 and 1, where the wounds on the body would have taken 2 hours to complete. So maybe she was still alive, or maybe she was already dead and he was mutilating the body. George Hutchinson was walking to his residence when he met Kelly at around 2 a.m. She asked for a sixpence. He didn't give one to her, and she kept walking until she met the man Hutchinson passed on the corner, and they had a chat before Kelly led him to her apartment. Mr. Hutchinson also says when he's asked to give a description, he says it had a Jew-like face, like Aaron Kovinsky. People say that the criminal who committed these horrendous acts was the man known as Aaron Kosminski, born 11th of September 1865 in Klodowa, Poland, and he died the 24th of March 1919, London, the gender of male. Do you know where his residence is? East Ham Jewish Cemetery. His psychological health was mental instability, so that would explain why he committed the crimes. Most people believe that Mary Kelly was Jack the Ripper's final victim, and he wanted to make an example out of her, saying like, Jack the Ripper is gone, or this one to be his final crime, or his final best crime. And not many people know much about him these days. At all. Even with DNA tests and everything today, we still do not know who he is. And I hope you enjoyed that. That's Crime Stories and Me by your host, Daniel Whiteside.